these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. How many shiny stars? To count shiny stars. We classify stars using the HR diagram. I'll let you catch your breath. Relax your diaphragm. Stars are plotted based on temperature and luminosity. It's designed simply to eliminate bureaucracy. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. How many shiny stars? To count shiny stars. The coolest, brightest stars are called supergiants. Red giants are slightly dimmer, I won't be silent. Main sequence stars are either hot and bright or cold and dim. White dwarfs are hot and dim and dense up to the brim. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. How many shiny stars? To count shiny stars. We can also see stars' chemical composition by looking at the x-rays from their nuclear fusion. Radio and light waves also help us with this process. The elements being made put out different waves, yes. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. All these bright and shiny stars shining in the sky. Let's classify them. How many shiny stars? To count shiny stars. Shiny stars.